Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Very good morning to everyone out there. Welcome in here on WQAM. We've made it to the middle of the week here. It is
Hump Day.
Wednesday. It is Wednesday. Hollywood Omar, Kelly, Dan Day along here with you. I'm struggling, Omar, this morning trying to get my bearings here as we had a late night rough one for the Hurricanes basketball team.
Aren't they all rough ones?
They have been this season for the most part, yes. They were out of that game about 8 minutes or so in, and Duke went up double digits and did not look back, and that was that. So the Hurricanes, they'll come home on Saturday, and keep chipping away at this thing here, man. See if they can find a way to get a win.
Keep licking their wounds.
Yeah, it's tough for me, man. It is tough because, you know, obviously I like the guys very much on the staff, and I've been around the team, and it's very tough to see them struggling the way that they are, but that is what we have going on with that team. We have the
you follow it closely. What do you think is the problem outside of the fact that they have very little talent and no chemistry?
That's a pretty good problem,
yeah.
right there in and of itself. I wouldn't say they have no talent. I think that it just, for the last two seasons, it just hasn't meshed properly. I think you have guys that are, unfortunately, and I think, again, you're going to keep seeing this more and more, but I think you have guys that play a little more for the name on the back than the name on the front.
But that's part of this culture of athletes now.
That may be so. That may be so.
I mean, think about it. Athletes, I thought about this week.
What'd you think about, Omar?
Athletes who are playing on NIL deals, and I'm not saying all of them, but a good portion of them are making more than their coaches.
You're probably in the ballpark on that. In college football, you talking about? I mean, I know in basketball, guys are probably not.
Yeah,
some are.
But they're making more than their assistant coaches.
They're making a good amount of money. Well, that's the thing, though. Like, and we were talking about Deion Sanders this morning before we went on the air. There is a different deal going on in college sports when you have guys making, especially now in college football, you know, what are your quarterbacks going to be making? $4, $5, $6, $7 million.
That's the high end. That's not the norm.
No, I think let's assume
the norm is about 500,000.
No, it's not. I mean, it's just not. Like,
are you telling me that Purdue's quarterback is making?
No,
but
I'm not talking about Purdue. I'm talking about programs that matter. I mean, the programs that don't matter.
Let's put a timeout because I don't know if the Hurricanes have mattered nationally for a decade.
Well, they did last year.
Yeah, they did.
They did last year
because they paid. Yes.
Yeah, because they paid, right? You have to pay to play, and Miami is doing that. But, yeah, the going rate for a quarterback, first of all, Miami showed you that it's $4 million for their guys.
But they are on the high end. They are on the high end of we will pay, we want to be relevant, we are going to continue to pay. I don't know how long that can last, but, we're talking about a notoriously frugal franchise for a notoriously frugal school. But, you know, it's great that
they've changed that completely because they have a new president, they have new leadership over there, and they have changed
they've got deep pockets.
Narrative. They've changed that narrative. But, like, again, man, I mean, Miami is in the mix for a lot of these guys, but I'm telling you, there are some schools out there that have big, big donors and have a lot of money. And you know, you look at the Texas schools, you look at the SEC programs, and they're going to be just fine in this new world here. And, you know, it was funny, Omar, we do this now. You know, I do scores during these Hurricanes basketball games. I do halftime scores and whatever. And there were a bunch of ranked matchups last night, ranked on ranked teams. They were all in the SEC in college basketball. I mean,
because that's
NIL,
the pay league.
Yeah, the NIL has really, really jumped in. I mean, you had Auburn at one. Mississippi State was 15. You had them play last night. You had 8 Kentucky, 11 Texas A&M. They played last night. So you had a couple of those ranked on ranked matchups. Florida's ranked in the top 5. You had Alabama. Did I say Alabama and Ole Miss? 4 and 21 played each other last night. So you got the SEC is taking up the top 25 in college basketball. And I know that they don't have a team in the championship game in college football for the second consecutive year, which is quite refreshing, to be honest. It is nice because I am sick of the SEC. But look, they are going to continue to dominate college sports because they have the strongest league. They have the biggest TV deals. And the SEC, if they wanted to, theoretically, could break away from college football and do their own thing, right? I mean, they don't need the rest of them. But
that's true, but then how could they pretend to be the national champions?
Well, I'm sure they'll be just fine.
Find a way to slide in. I went to an SEC school, man. It's a different culture when you go to the SEC schools. Education is cool, but, man, sports is where everybody is at.
I like that. Education is cool.
It's cool.
I just think it's a tough situation that the Hurricanes basketball team is going through right now.
Donna Shalala should have put him in the SEC when she had the chance, huh?
Yeah. I don't know what the answer is, unfortunately. I know that they are going to, you know, obviously make a change in the coaching over there, or maybe they'll keep Coach Cordy. I don't know what they're going to do.
I doubt they're going to keep them.
Well, I don't know what the answer is. Again, it's a tricky situation. Miami is a very particular school when it comes to basketball and that basketball program, but they have, you know, Coach Larnaga has set
better
that thing
than the football
up.
Program.
They have. Coach L has set that thing up for success, and hopefully they will get back to that sooner rather than later. Speaking of hoops, we're going to get to this Jimmy Butler stuff in the next segment. As we go along here, Omar, Jimmy Butler, not with the Heat. They're playing in L.A. tonight.
He's suspended, sir.
He's suspended without pay.
Don't say not with the Heat like it's a choice.
Well, he's not physically. He's not physically with the Heat. So
that, he's not mentally or emotionally with the Heat either.
He is not mentally or emotionally with the Heat apparently as well. The Heat in L.A. tonight. This is the final game of the road trip.
Yeah, they're doing all right.
They've done okay. Yeah, they've gone 3-2 on this road trip.
I mean, three and two on a West Coast road trip. Yeah, you take that every time.
Well, they've played Utah, Portland.
It doesn't matter. It's a
fine.
Long road trip.
All right, it's fine. They've done well. 3-2.
This is the bonding moment for teams.
Well, that's the thing. And why this is going to be so interesting with Jimmy Butler, and we're going to play some stuff for you. ESPN has covered this thing, and Shams, who covered this story from the beginning here with Jimmy Butler. Remember, he got jumped early by the agent?
Yeah.
And I don't know what that guy's problem is, Bernie Lee, Jimmy's agent.
He's notorious for being very prickly.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't.
There are agents like that, though.
But like, I know there are. But and it's almost like he throws it in the team's face because he's in the locker room, you know, playing dominoes with Jimmy while the team's not there. They're in the practice facility or whatever, you know, he's doing. And man, Jimmy is just in his own world.
But Jimmy's always been in his own world.
That may be so. But now it becomes toxic, it's
inconvenient to the
I don't know if
culture.
It's inconvenient. I think he's just become toxic. And I hate this because I am a Jimmy Butler fan.
You are.
I appreciate everything he's done for this team.
Yes, that's correct.
But this is starting to take a very ugly turn.
It's an impending divorce.
It feels that way now, yes.
No, it's been
there. It feels that way.
When you decided that you weren't going to pay him.
Smooth it out, but.
Smooth it out how?
Well, they are going to pay him. They can pay him next year. He can opt in and make 53 or whatever.
Yeah, but he's clearly let you know that I'm not staying here. When I have the option and choice, I'm not just going to tax you for $50 million. And the Heat is looking at him like, well, we would rather your money come off the books, so we'd rather keep you here as opposed to trade you for whatever we can get. it's an ugly situation. I don't really necessarily see a feasible ending outside of maybe somebody who thinks they're one player away, like Dallas, who finds a way to trade Jimmy and use him as a rental. But then what can you get from Dallas?
Yeah, that's the problem. And again, we'll play some of this stuff. So Shams weighed in, and Brian Windhorst, who is always locked in on these things on the trade side of it, he weighed in yesterday as well. So we'll get to that as we go through this one. We're getting closer and closer to some big football games coming up this weekend, Omar. And this one that I have circled, CBS has it circled. I think we all have it circled. Ravens and Bills. I'm trying to get a grasp on this game here, because so this is interesting. I know, Omar, you're not, you know, big betting guy or anything like that, but the line on that game took a very interesting turn, as initially you had a 1-point spread. The Bills were favored by a point, right?
Mm-hmm.
That has shifted all the way over to the Ravens now. I don't know what to make of this game. I think Derrick Henry is a massive difference maker.
Did the weather? What is the weather report? Because I think the weather report
it doesn't matter, does it?
No, absolutely. That game absolutely matters. If you're going to get snow and horrible conditions, you know what that favors? It favors a big physical
running game
back. Who wants to bludgeon your face?
But James Cook is no slouch either, though.
He's not a big physical back.
I know he's not Derrick Henry, but
yeah.
I just think it'll be that's the game for me. I don't know which way to lean on that one, though. I was hoping you had some input, Omar, as to which direction we can lead. Again, Baltimore favored by a point now, as the line has taken a shift there. Not that it really matters all that much. Still pick them, but it was Buffalo was favored by a point.
I still ride with the home team.
You still think Buffalo?
I still ride with the home team. I think Buffalo is a very difficult place to play. I think Lamar, it's his time. They've built themselves well. They'd probably be a little bit better with Calais Campbell, and unfortunately that didn't pan out for them. But now if we got snow on the turf, I'm going with the Ravens.
Well, now it says on that little weather thing next to the game, it says 15 degrees.
15 degrees, but we're talking about the track, baby. We need to know what the track's going to look like.
We want to know what the track is going to look like. Let's see if we can't find you a Sunday weather. Here we go, Omar. 19 degrees, only a 25% chance of precipitation.
Precipitation? Okay, that's not snow. That's kind of...
Isn't that what we call it? I guess it would be snow, but it looks like it's going to snow on Saturday, and then it looks like it's going to snow on Monday.
Saturday and Monday. So the question is, are they going to be able to clean it off? I don't know. That's going to be the game of who's Detroit playing?
Detroit is playing the Commanders.
Yeah, nah. This is the game of the playoffs right now.
Jaden Daniels, you don't think he has another a trip to Detroit in him? I mean, that you talk about a tough place to play. That should be a very difficult game for the Commanders.
I don't think it's a tough place. I think it's a tough team to play.
It is a tough team to play. It's looking like it'll be Lions, and then you get Rams and the Eagles. I don't know. Can the Rams go into Philly and get a win? You talk about cold. It will be cold at that game, and we know how these warm weather teams go into these cold games.
We know firsthand, huh?
Apparently, yes, we do, Omar. The weather on Sunday, cloudy with a bit of snow and rain.
Yeah, that's not going to go well for the Rams.
Yeah, why is everybody sexy pick now? Like, watch out, the Rams, they're going to do it to the Eagles. It's like, they still got Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, no, I picked the Rams to beat. I picked the Rams to win against Minnesota.
You did, and I went against you on that one, and you were right on with that one. I think the Rams are going to be tough, man. They really do. They
have a great
on.
They have
put
a really
it
good
on
defense.
The Vikings.
Yeah.
Yeah, they,
yeah, but that's nothing. Come on. It's Sam Darnold.
The Vikings won like 14 games.
Yeah, but they won like 14 games with Kirk Cousins the previous 2 years. Like it's
the system, you're saying?
No, it's
not. By the way, how much, and we didn't, you know, I didn't really do this yesterday with Dono, but how much did Sam Darnold cost himself in the last two games of the season?
How much are you really paying Sam Darnold? He's a 30.
I don't know, you tell me.
He's about a $30 million a year quarterback. He's in the Baker Mayfield because you can't sell him as young like you could do Tua.
He was one of the best quarterbacks in that conference all year long.
Okay, that's one season, and he's been mediocre his entire career. So all of a sudden, it just the light bulb came on.
I'd say he's mediocre his whole career. He's basically been a non-factor his whole career.
I see ghosts.
Yes, I see ghosts. Yeah, and he saw ghosts against Minnesota.
You are not buying. You don't think what he did was real? Is what you're saying?
I mean, he saw ghosts against. Right? No, I don't. I'm not a big believer in Sam Darnold. If I were Minnesota,
they got a rookie over there too.
Yeah, if I were Minnesota, I'd franchise tag him for one more season and see where it goes. And let the rookie slow cook. People don't realize rookies would benefit from slow cooking.
Yeah, oh yeah, I know.
Look at Jordan Love. And I'm not saying Jordan Love is the creme de la creme or you know.
Certainly wasn't in the playoffs.
Yeah, but all rookies would benefit from learning and watching. But unfortunately, we just stick them in the microwave and expect them to be tasty.
All right, we have a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Chris Perkins is going to join us. Brian Baldinger, as he usually does, is going to join us. We have a couple of stories I want to hit when we come back here. First things first, we'll get this Jimmy Butler stuff. Yesterday, the guys from ESPN had the story, and wait till you hear what's going on with Jimmy Butler. It is not pretty. And then speaking of not pretty, Omar, we had another altercation in the stands at a sporting event here. And
which one is this?
We've had some vigilante justice on this one, but I do want to touch on this story with you. This is pretty crazy, man, that you can't, it's like you can't even go to a game anymore where the opposing team stuff without getting just harassed by people. But I guess that's NFL games in person.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heat are in LA tonight to play the Lakers. It is the final game of the Jimmy Butler suspension. He can return, presumably, on Friday when the Heat return home to play the Nuggets. And
you sound pessimistic on this.
I was very optimistic up until I heard this yesterday. Here is Shams on ESPN talking about the Jimmy Butler. He's had this from the beginning. Here he is yesterday on ESPN.
Malika, the Heat are going to be faced with decisions at the end of this week. We don't know where it's going to go, but do you bring Jimmy Butler back into the fold? Do you find a trade for him? Do you reach some sort of settlement with him to continue to stay away from the team? Because sources told me that Butler told Pat Riley to his face that he wants to be traded, that he will never again sign a contract in Miami, and that if he uses that $52 million player option that he has in the offseason, it would be only as a trade maneuver. And Butler is also expected to meet with Heat owner Mickey Arison later this week. So in the meantime, the Heat are 3-2 so far in their six-game road trip. They've done it without him so far. And from Eric Spoelstra to Terry Rozier, Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, around this team, they've spoken about, yes, it's tough being without Jimmy Butler, but they haven't had the distraction, the chaos, quote unquote, and also the clarity that they've had with Jimmy Butler away from the team. And in factions of that locker room, being without Jimmy Butler, it's provided at least you're not dealing with a disgruntled player. So in the next 48 to 72 hours, we're going to see more conversations in Miami to figure out where exactly this is going to go.
Yikes. That's not a great situation there. So he said Jimmy Butler told Pat Riley to his face that he'll never sign another contract here as a nice thank you for all the money they've given him and everything they've done to accommodate Jimmy. And
so, hold on. Let me ask you a question. Do you think Pat Riley deserved respect from Jimmy? Did Pat show Jimmy respect?
Man, so here's the thing. I'm not a huge, like, call out the guy publicly person. I don't love that. I thought when he did it that it wasn't going to go well.
It has not. Okay.
So
did you expected it to not go well? It has not. I thought Jimmy kind of downplayed it, or
he did. He didn't say anything about it.
He didn't say anything about it. He took the mature route. Now we're getting to the point where the trade deadline is approaching, and Jimmy don't want to be here. And Jimmy has put out subtle hints that, hey, I'd like to be traded. I'd like to be traded to these teams. And the Heat did not receive that well. It's because Jimmy was trying to force their hand. I see this all the time in the NFL world, and we're looking at it in a Tyreek situation. Sometimes it becomes public, sometimes it's not public. You know? And Jimmy is exerting his will. Pat doesn't like that. But so what? The relationship is severed. It's done.
It does feel that way now. And I wasn't ready to buy in, but it's the more you hear this kind of, you know, craziness, the more it does indeed seem to feel that way.
And if Jimmy has done this.
Okay, but here's the issue. All right, here's the issue.
Minnesota.
Dan, do we have this here?
Chicago.
No. Listen, here's the issue. Brian Windhorst discussed this yesterday. Here's why getting rid of Jimmy is easier said than done.
Well, the problem is that they've had conversations with a number of teams, I'm told, and they don't have a trade that they're even close to. They don't like any of the options on the table. So what do you do when you don't have a trade? You keep going and wait for something to develop. The thing about it is they didn't suspend Jimmy Butler for saying he wanted to be traded. They partially suspended him for the way he was playing. And if Jimmy Butler's position hasn't changed and you suspended him because of the way he was playing, which they felt was not full power, then how do you bring him back? And, you know, that's the difficult thing, is that the suspension was probably already longer than you would expect for his behavior. So I don't think another suspension, unless something happens, is merited. So this is truly a pickle, and I think a lot of the league is watching to see what happens.
It is a pickle. We're in a pickle here.
I don't know. I think you're going to have to define a pickle for me.
A pickle?
It's sour?
Well, no. I mean, doesn't that come, Dan, that derives from the baseball thing, right? When you're in a pickle. You know what a pickle
okay,
is in baseball.
Okay, yeah. Where you get trapped in. Oh, why do you call that a pickle?
I don't know.
Couldn't they call it like a Chinese?
I didn't invent the term pickle, but that's what they're in. They're in a pickle right now. I don't know.
Why
man.
Couldn't it be a cucumber?
I don't know how this. I the problem is, look, I thought going into this that they would sit down and everyone would talk it out and we'd smooth it over and Jimmy would come back and he'd play because he likes to get paid.
Jimmy doesn't want to be.
He might
on
have a little bit of pride
that
as
has,
a professional
that's on
athlete.
A dead end. This is a team and a franchise. I mean, honestly, if you think about it, Jimmy's been needing another star.
You got to stop with that. Why do I have to stop with that?
Because the Heat have put. He really wanted Kyle Lowry. That was what he wanted.
Okay.
They gave him Kyle Lowry.
And Kyle Lowry took them to the championship.
Basically said Jimmy's a Looney Tune out there and tough to be around. Look, he's very difficult. And here's, you know, maybe other stars don't want to play with Jimmy. If you notice, or maybe you don't notice, Jimmy's not part of the fraternity, as Joe would call it. Like, he is not part of the NBA brotherhood, right? Like, you see all those guys at All-Star Weekend every year, and they're all buddies. And
Jimmy would rather not go.
I know. That's why he's not part of the group. Jimmy is like an outsider.
He's not in the in crowd. Oh.
He is an outsider, and I don't know how many guys, to be quite honest, are lining up to play with him. He seems like a very difficult person to get along with, to deal with.
I think people are putting that out there now.
No, I think he's always been that way. You go back to the finals in Denver, and that was when I really first noticed that he does his own thing.
Heat
put out a video, and I know they didn't do this intentionally to like throw Jimmy under the bus, but there's a video when they are arriving in Denver, and they're walking. The whole team is getting off a bus, walking into a hotel. Every player, you see, walk into the hotel, they go in, you know, get their room, they're going to, you know, doing stuff the team does. So everyone's walking in through the doors of the hotel. Jimmy takes a sharp turn towards an SUV and gets in and just leaves, and he's gone, right? And so he does his own thing, man, and he's not shy about it. He posted online that he stays in houses with his friends. When they're on the road, he keeps his group with
him. Yeah, man, they don't let you smoke.
Well, I don't know what that has to do with anything, but he does his own thing on the road. And, you know, it's probably taken its toll on this team. You know, Bam probably thinks like he's a star, too. He gets paid like one. In my opinion, he is one. Tyler is a
Is Bam a star really a star? Has Bam been carrying this
Bam's
team?
Bam's been good enough to play on Team USA.
Okay, let's not do that. He plays a very specific role for Team USA that benefits them. Nobody really plays defense, and Bam does.
Don't crap on Bam this morning. It's not the morning.
I'm not crapping on Bam.
Bam doesn't need to catch any strays this morning from you, of all people.
Listen, I like Bam.
I'm glad to hear
he's
that.
He's a throwback player. Is Bam a star?
Yes.
I didn't ask you if he was on the USA team.
He's been an all-star. He's been on one of the greatest dream teams that we've ever had.
Thank you, Dan.
Great two-way player.
Very good.
So
now, Bam, no, listen. See, here's where you're getting it twisted, okay? Bam is not a superstar that is going to take over a game. It is going to be a number one. Bam is not a number one. Okay, can Bam be a very good number two? Absolutely. And you throw in Tyler Hero on this team. They brought in Terry
Another number two.
Yeah. But Jimmy's supposed to be your number one.
Okay, yeah.
Jimmy's supposed to be the top dog on this team. So what do you do now
and
if
as
you're
perfectly
Heat?
Assembled, as 100% healthy, what are they in the East? Five seed?
No, they're probably not even that.
Six?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe at best.
The play-in?
They're a play-in team, probably, even with Jimmy.
100% healthy.
Because they've been with Jimmy every year. They've been a playoff team, seemingly.
No.
A play-in team. But I just look. I think it's going to be very interesting over the next few days here to see how this plays out.
Send them to New York.
I have absolutely no clue. Well, they're not going to send them to their rival, Omar. They're not going to do that because
their rival's probably trying to make a push
Yeah, but I don't think you want to help them. The Heat are not going to give
you want to cut
away.
Off your nose to spite.
They're
your
not going to give him away for nothing, right? And that's what Windhorst was trying to say there. They are not going to give him away for nothing because you just can't do that.
No, you're going to lose
gonna
him for nothing.
Him away.
You're going to lose him for cap. Space.
No, you're not. You're not going to lose him for nothing because he's going to opt in next year.
He is not going to opt in next
year.
Yes,
he is.
No, he's not.
No one's going to give him what he wants.
It doesn't matter.
Nobody
he doesn't want to be with you anymore.
To give Jimmy Butler what he wants.
You think he's going to sit here for another year
I know
in
he's
this
not
toxic
well, if you
environment?
Listen to what they were just saying. They said he's going to. I mean, he is going to opt in. He's going to make that money because it's $53 million. He's not going to leave that on the table so he can go sign a three-year 100. Like, he's not going to leave that on the table, my opinion. And apparently the opinion of these experts that cover the league. But, I don't know how this is going to play out in 2 days from now when the Heat take the floor in Miami on Friday night. They play Friday, Sunday here. I don't know how this is going to go
technically, down. So technically, Jimmy, is what you're telling me is Jimmy's posturing and saying, I don't want to be with you. I want to leave.
He wanted a long-term contract. He wanted a long contract taken to the end of his career.
Okay, so he's saying, I want to be with you. I want to leave. And if you think that you're going to get the cap space by letting me leave, no, I'm going to opt in and I'm going to make your life miserable for 2 years.
Do that. Yeah, I guess you could do that if you wanted to. But here's the thing, Omar. No team out there, in my opinion, now I could be wrong about this, I don't think there's any team out there that's going to give this guy the contract he's looking for. I don't think anyone's going to hitch their wagon to Jimmy Butler for the next 3 years. I don't see it. He's going to be, what, 36 by next season?
So let me ask you a question.
I just don't see it. He has an injury issue.
Would you give him 100? Would you give him 100 over 3 years?
If I were the Heat, I would have done
it. I didn't ask you about the Heat because that bridge is clearly burned.
No, I probably wouldn't.
You don't think Dallas would?
But I think the Heat should have, in the offseason, if you wanted to keep him here, which clearly they wanted to at least attempt to keep him here, you probably should have given him what he wanted.
If you wanted to attempt to keep him here, you probably shouldn't have called him out publicly.
You called him out publicly.
You should have played nice.
Again, the problem is, and I know Riley...
Was Jimmy Heat culture or not?
Riley is a very well-respected, maybe the most well-respected executive we have in basketball. I just don't
probably
know.
In all of sports.
I just don't know that the call outs work at any level anymore because guys are so mentally weak. It's just different. It's a different era.
It is a different era. You know, but Jimmy is not mentally weak. Jimmy is not mentally weak. I will agree with you in what you said, but Jimmy is not mentally weak. He came here to be part of Heat culture because it was a tough culture. And he was Heat culture. Now there's a falling out. And we want to sit here and cry over it. And you could take whatever side that you want. An athlete wants to be paid. An organization doesn't want to give them the money. This is the classic sports breakup. We did it with Tim Hardaway. We did it with Dwayne Wade. We did it, you know, Shaq. We have these falling outs with this organization.
Well, the Dwayne Wade thing still stings to this day.
At some point, you got to look at yourself and take a look in the mirror.
So Dwayne Wade, what was it? They were trying to sign Kevin Durant, right? Isn't that what they, if I recall, they were trying to sign Kevin Durant and bring him in. And, you know, they kind of put Dwayne on the back burner a little bit there. And, you know, look, these guys at the end of their career, they feel like they've earned the lifetime achievement contract, you know, and I don't know. How much does it matter to you to see a guy retire in your jersey? Did you want to see Jimmy retire down here? Do people care at this point? Unfortunately, with Jimmy, he obviously didn't have the goodwill that Dwayne Wade had. I don't think people care that much anymore about having him here and care that he finishes his career here. Now, look, the funny thing is, down the road, 5, 6, 7 years down the road, they will hang Jimmy's jersey in the rafters at that arena.
I don't know if we will.
And they will all hug it out.
Yeah, not after
this. And
it'll
all be good. Oh, no. Guys, they are hanging his jersey. I promise you.
What championship did he bring?
They are hanging his jersey. Took the team to the finals. No, stop, guys. Jimmy's going to the Hall of Fame.
He is.
They are going to hang his jersey. He spent a good portion of his career here, and he took the team to a few finals. I promise you, they are going to hang Jimmy's jersey in those rafters. That's a given. They will all make up. Everything will be good. He'll come back. Everyone will hug it out the same way they've done with all the disgruntled stars that you just mentioned, Omar. They've figured it out with all those guys, right? You saw Shaq's numbers up there. They brought Dwayne back and everything was good, right? Everything got smoothed over. Eventually, they will smooth this over.
You
with
really
Jimmy.
Think this isn't? I'm sorry.
Texter says Jimmy is the second greatest Heat player of all time. Jimmy's in that conversation, guys. As a
second greatest,
at the
Heat
very
player of all
least,
time.
At the very least, he's a top five Heat player of all time. Without getting into the nitty gritty of like who your top five is or who your top three is, he is at the very, very least.
Okay.
A top five all-time Heat player.
All right.
That's not even debatable. So his jersey is going up in those rafters, whether people like it or not. That is an absolute 1,000% reality. That is going to happen. The other reality is we have to hit our break here.
Dead.
Lot of text coming in here. Would you stop with the negativity this morning? We're trying to smooth things over, and you're just all negative angle.
I don't know how you smooth over somebody calling you out publicly. To the world.
Because you you just do. I mean, I don't know, man. You're an athlete, and you
take pride
deal
in
with it. Yeah, I mean, what the alternative is to cry and get yourself out of the organization?
You literally told him shut your mouth about the Boston thing.
Yeah, because he was a clown. He was a clown during that thing. And you know what? Yeah, he missed a lot of games last year. I don't know. Omar, we'll get back into it when we come back. We got a lot of texts coming in on this as well. So we'll take a pause. A lot more to get to. I did want to get to this other story, though. Another fan altercation at a game. I can't believe the texts we're getting here that people think Jimmy won't get his jersey retired here. That's wild to me, to be quite honest with you. He's going to end up in the Hall of Fame, guys. He is going to have his jersey retired here. I get that people are angry with Jimmy right now. I 1,000% understand that.
Pat's angry with Jimmy right now.
I just think, and look, you're right. Jimmy's first Heat star publicly demand a trade. That's the difference. I get everything people are saying. I completely get it. And another person was right on as well, that I seem to like Jimmy more than most. I do. I do like Jimmy. I'll be quite honest. I fell in love with his game during the bubble when we were all sitting at home with absolutely nothing to do. And that guy went to Disney World and he played his ass off and led that team to a finals appearance in the bubble, for whatever that the bubble thing is worth to people, right? I don't know. That's
the Lakers championship.
I will tell you, that is a memory that that I don't think we'll ever forget, man. Sitting at home, you know, and on, you know, what was it, lockdowns or whatever, and watching those games with my son, because that was all we had. I mean, it was it, man. We had those games.
We had that in the Last Dance.
And the Last Dance, yeah, exactly. So
where everybody sat there and waited till Sunday. That was the highlight of our week, to watch Michael Jordan tell his salty sagas.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know, those games were special to me. And again, I think that the run that he led them on as a play-in team and all the way to the finals,
and did it twice.
That game, you know, the game he had down here against
the
Bucks.
Let's not disrespect him. He led two Heat teams to the finals.
Yeah, so, like, I get it. Things are rough right now. I completely get it, and I think everything's fair. That's being said, with all that, though,
I think what you're saying
is, at this point, I have absolutely no clue how this thing wraps up here. And here's, like, 786 says Jimmy doesn't even crack the top five. Mad disrespectful to Bosh, LeBron, Wade, Zoe, Hardaway. Look, man, you don't think Jimmy makes the top five? That's fine. I have a very tough time not putting him in the Heat's top five. And you're gonna get people, like, we had someone earlier that said he's the second best Heat player of all time. I don't know.
I mean, it's
something that is very. It depends on how you feel, right? It depends on who you like, who your favorite teams are with the Heat over the years. I don't know. This guy says we can't pete on Pat, I guess we'd say, right? It's never happening. Jimmy will never be anything here. It's over.
Listen.
Okay, that won't happen. Jimmy's an above-average player, not a great player. Only great players get that type of acknowledgement.
He will be. I
people are upset right now. I get it.
I wonder. You say that he'll be in the Hall of Fame, and I really got to take a look at if Ray Allen is in the Hall of Fame. I guess Jimmy without a championship.
I don't think they're comparable players in a lot of respects. But there is, like, you can look it up, right? Like, you can look up their Hall of Fame chances. There are actually, like, websites that do this.
Okay.
And Jimmy is, I mean, he has the numbers. As of says he's given more than 70% odds to make the Hall of Fame, so he's probably going to make.
All
he's
right.
probably going to get into the Hall of Fame. Now, the other thing is, Jimmy's career isn't over. I don't know how it's going to end. I don't know what's going to happen. He may be on the Heat on Friday. He may not. I don't know what's going to happen here.
I mean, Jimmy's already lost, I believe, $3.5 million, because
he's probably going to get back.
You think so?
Well, they filed their grievance or whatever, and I don't know, man. They seem to be very player friendly in the NBA. If you haven't noticed, but we do have a lot of other stuff to get to here this morning. If you missed it, we'll play it again. We have the sound from the guys on ESPN yesterday who cover this thing, and they've been right the entire time. So we'll get to that. I get it, man. I see a lot of people are really pissed off and upset right now, and they think Jimmy's a bum, and he's never going to get his jersey retired, and he's not a top five player. And that's
and
fine.
You're saying that when it's the divorce fine. Takes place and the dust is settled and years have passed, we'll remember the ex as somebody fond and that we once loved. And we'll eventually put him in the Raptors.
I think the Heat will find a way later on when this thing is all said and done to make good. Look, Jimmy's been here since the 2019-2020 season, okay? So, like, this guy that called him, like, a hired gun, like, he's been here for a while.
Yes.
Like, it's not like he's here for a cup of coffee, okay? He's been here a lot longer than, you know, LeBron and Bosh, who you just mentioned. Oh, wow. Bosh, you know, sadly had his career cut short, but Jimmy, I guess Jimmy and Bosh probably have about the same years. LeBron was here for four. Jimmy's been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This would be his sixth season, which is obviously not going well. So we'll see on Friday.